Rave Radio.
Good morning, this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Atlas Sound. You can check Atlas Sound out at atlassound.com. And today we actually have a special version of our Daily Rants and Raves because we are going to introduce a lot of you to a product you've probably not heard of and a technology you all should be very much aware of because it is the future of our industry. And I'm going to start by introducing Kim Robbins. Kim Robbins is the Senior Marketing Manager at BTX Technologies. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, Gary. How are you?
Doing really well. And you guys have partnered with one of the hottest up-and-coming companies and technologies in the industry, a company called Mersive. And a lot of people have heard about Mersive, but don't totally understand the technology. And also on the phone, on this call today, we have two gentlemen from Mersive that are going to have a chance to kind of talk about the technology, talk about the product, the Solstice product specifically, and sort of the impact that it's had on our market, because it's generated a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement. The first is Rob Balgley, I hope I pronounced that right, the CEO of Mersive. Good morning. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And the second one is the founder, Christopher James. Christopher, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. And so we've got all of you on the phone, as well as Chris Poulin, who is the VP of Technology at BTX. Chris, do you mind chiming in and at least saying hello to everybody?
Morning, everyone.
So I'm going to start with you, Kim. First, it's important for everybody to understand the relationship because BTX is the exclusive U.S. distributor for Mersive Solstice product. Did I get that right?
You did get that right, Gary. And it's really BTX is bringing the Solstice by Mersive product to our dealer partners. And it's our mission to find unique solutions to help our integrators have an offering that's difficult than some of the typical AV products, and can open new doors in markets already served, or even give them a reason to go to new markets. And of course, you know, BTX as a distributor has a long list of complementary products to help support the education, conference room, and huddle room experience, where Solstice is such a great product to be in.
Yeah, and it's as I said at the beginning, it's one of the one of the hottest new technologies and products in the industry, and it's really it's going to be exciting to introduce a lot of people who are listening to this to the product line. I mean, I kind of use that term loosely because it's software based, and that's really the exciting part of this is that our industry is very much hardware centric, and we've been talking about, and as well as a number of others in the industry, and certainly you, Kim, have been talking about how the industry needs to move more towards a service offering, and this being a software and service product. Rob, if you don't mind, talking about, you know, your sort of mantra that you guys talk about is transforming meeting rooms and doing some sort of unique things. If you don't mind sort of giving us a good overview of exactly what Mersive is doing, what Solstice can do for the average room.
Right. You know, Gary, if you don't mind, I'd like to back up just a little bit and acknowledge the fact, and thank you, by the way, for the opportunity today, both to you and to Kim and Chris at BTX. I'd like to back up just a little bit and provide some context for Chris James and myself. I think that what's exciting right now for all of the players in this market is that it's nascent, it's new, it's developing. The need has been out there for a very long time. The idea that when you walk into a conference room and you've got a laptop, a tablet, or a phone, and you want to share media with the display in the room, you've really had only one of two choices up until the last year. One is that you use the dreaded VGA cable, and that means that you're now going to have a static conversation. One person's going to control the meeting. At the other end of the spectrum is, you know, sophisticated, high-performance, but expensive video switching and control systems. The market is now populated with a bunch of vendors like Mersive who have the ability to fill in that middle ground, which is neither, you know, very expensive, like the solutions that have been in the market, or the VGA cable, which is free but vastly underperforming. So when you look at the market, what you see is everything from screen scraping, like Apple TV and Chromecast, all the way on through to wireless presentation products to wireless collaboration products. So I think it's important right away to get the vernacular straight, because when we go out and talk to customers, everything is on the table. They want to talk about Chromecast at $35. They want to talk about a Barco product that's maybe $5,000 and everything in between. So there's a panoply of different solutions out there. There's a whole continuum. But all of them are trying to achieve the same thing. And for that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris James, because Chris is really the thought leader here in terms of what experience we're trying to give people when they walk into a conference room and what the second order effect of that experience is in terms of productivity.
Yeah, no, I wish I could say that it's just completely visionary on our part, but partly what's happening is we'll walk into a customer, you know, in the enterprise space or in higher education, and all of them to a T are asking themselves, how do we get away from the 1990s PowerPoint presentation paradigm? And one thing we've done that's probably a bit different than our competitors is we said, well, if you're able to transport video efficiently over wireless, what do you do next? Because it's no longer one person runs the meeting because I happen to grab the video cable off the table. So if you're able to pull that off, Solstice is really the product that lets you look into the future and say, I walk into the room, I push a button, and I connect to any screen in that room over the wireless or maybe even a wired connection. And someone else can do that simultaneously. Now, it doesn't stop there because you have to be able to control the content. And everyone in the AV industry already knows this. I mean, people spend lots of money on video switching and scalers and things like that. What we've done, though, is said, what happens when it's not a hardware-based product? It's really about the user experience and the underlying hiding the technology from the end user so that a student at a higher ed institution or a CEO, you know, in a large enterprise can still walk into the room, have confidence that they push a button, they're up on the screen, and they can do things like say, hey, let's look at those financials. Why don't you put them next to my video stream on that screen? And everyone in the room knows how to do it. It's not about specialized back-end programming anymore. It's not about room construction and dragging video cables to make that possible. And, you know, it's an exciting, Rob made the point that it's sort of an exciting place to be. And I would even claim that our relationship with BTX and the product itself are both representative of a bigger trend in the market. That's this IT, you know, AV convergence that everyone has talked about. I think partly what people haven't acknowledged, though, is when you say IT, you don't mean just put video over Ethernet. What it really means is software should define products, because that's the way the rest of the world has gone. I mean, printers are not defined by how I can, you know, what video cable or what cable runs to them. It's really about what's the software that drives the experience on top of the hardware.
I think that, Gary, this is Rob again. I think that where Immersive is attempting to position itself is obviously we're not competitive. We don't consider ourselves to be competing with either a Google Chromecast or an Apple TV. At the same time, I think Chris touched upon it, we position ourselves as a wireless collaboration product versus a wireless presentation product. And the reason for that is a number of our competitors exert a great deal of control over the number of participants, and they don't allow simultaneous control. This is what separates for us the idea of wireless presentation from wireless collaboration. Now, you can certainly use Solstice as wireless presentation. It certainly sits as a superset of presentation. But what we find with a lot of our customers, large corporate enterprise, higher ed, and government, they're looking for something more than just replacing that VGA cable with a similar wireless presentation system. Now, essentially, what you've got in wireless presentation is four VGA cables, at least conceptually. What Solstice does is it goes well beyond that, because not only is it simple to connect from your own device, but it's also easy to begin choosing layouts, choosing presentation modes, and controlling media, not just your own media, but everyone else's media in the meeting, which for us, metaphorically, is the way people have conversations. And this was Chris's original vision, is that people should be able to walk into the room just as they would walk into a room with a table and paper, whether it's spreadsheets or architectural drawings or anything else, and be able to move them around and control them and grab them and make them part of a conversational flow. So a little bit on the continuum of the market that we're seeing emerge, a little bit of, you know, where we're positioned and what makes us different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's a good point. That's what I would call a first order effect of moving collaboration into a software space. The second order effect is that it's an enterprise-wide piece of software. So no longer do you have to say, well, I'm going to put, you know, 6-7 boxes in these 7 independent rooms, and those become sort of islands in your enterprise IT-managed backend. We end up talking to a lot of guys, you know, when we're in a sales cycle with a large company, for example, they'll they'll bring in their IT team pretty early to say, you know, who are you guys? Is this truly an AV product? And they're always pleasantly surprised to find out we have things like a centralized dashboard for managing, you know, hundreds of rooms at the same time and pulling analytics on what's happening and back-end support and maintenance and things like that. So that's big because you're now not looking at a display in a room as an endpoint that's not usable or maintainable. It's actually a piece of software, which is probably a bit different.
It is. It is very different. And I think what this represents, in my opinion, having been in this industry for over 20 years and having worked at one of those companies that sold a heck of a lot of VGA cables, as well as a lot of other switching and distribution products as a VP of marketing and sales for a long time, I can tell you that this represents the first sort of collaborative product between AV and IT, because what you're doing is you're sort of taking AV and making it more, more compatible with the IT environment, which is more standards based. And I think it's a good thing for the industry because it helps the integrators who have been hearing about AV and IT convergence for 5 years understand one of the ways that this can actually happen, because basically what you're doing is taking all the switching, distribution, and control stuff that we have right now and put it on the network and make it available to any way that somebody would want to operate with it, like you said, in more the way that people typically have meetings.
Yeah, that's a great point, Gary. And we're doing a couple other things. One is we're enriching the endpoint because it's software. So when an end user touches it, it doesn't feel like they're touching a piece of hardware anymore. It's just software like they use PowerPoint or whatever else they're using. But the other thing we're doing is we're not trying to displace the AV ecosystem. Obviously, there's tons of value there. Lots of our customers will have, you know, Crestron or AMX control panels in the room where Solstice is being kicked off. And in fact, we just released a way to integrate that with the panel. So you can walk in, collaborate on a panel that will then launch Solstice on a PC. That for me is, it's convergence happened already, because now you're driving IT and software experiences from an AV back-end ecosystem.
Yeah, and I think you hit upon a theme that's very important to us, like Chris said, because one of the reasons I think, given the size of our company, we're a startup, we're venture-backed, so we obviously don't have the the sales and marketing punch of some of our billion-dollar competitors. But I think one of the things we've benefited from is the idea that we play nice with both AV and IT. These decisions that are getting made by big companies, by big universities and colleges, they sort of sit in between AV and IT. They have to meet certain user requirements on the AV side, but they also have to sit within a larger enterprise infrastructure decision on the IT side. You know, as a software product, regardless of the fact that I think we have better features, better capabilities, simply our architecture as a software product allows us to play nice with everybody in the room, whether it's things like integrating with a Crestron room controller, or it's giving IT a centralized dashboard that sits on a Windows PC and now they can control 50 or 500 rooms. You know, those are the kind of things that I think have quickly allowed us to be as successful as we have been. Because these are not, unlike prior decisions, they were strictly IT or AV. That's really no longer the case.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think BTX, you guys have one of the luckiest positions in the market in a way, and obviously it was very strategic. I doubt there was a lot of luck in there, Kim. I suspect that you guys strategically worked with Immersive to grab them because Chris, in your case, Chris Poland, you must be sitting in a really good position, because certainly everybody's talking about Immersive, everybody's talking about the product, and you being the VP of technology at BTX, I mean, this sort of, I don't want to say it fell in your lap, but my gosh, you have an easy job, it seems to me, because all you've got to do is tell people that you're the distributor for the U.S. for this product and help them get the word out there. And everybody can't help but look at it, because it's like I said, it's sort of the new hot way of doing things in AV.
We are very excited, and we're actually very aggressive in chasing this down because we saw it for what it was. And people are listening, and people are, you know how stingy people can be with their time sometimes, because there just doesn't seem to be enough of it. You of all people should understand that. And they're letting us in the door because there's a compelling reason to sit down and look at it and see it.
Yeah, I think you're in a really good position. Obviously, BTX, you've always had a great range of products that you've played really well in the glue space, kind of in the middle, the stuff that makes stuff work in between. And everybody in the systems world uses those sets of glue products. And this is just another form of glue in a way. It's virtual glue in a lot of ways because it's software. And I think that's the only uphill battle. I think everybody on the line would agree that AV people have historically had a problem selling software, and in a lot of cases, software that was intended to be sold, like for these systems, like network management tools that a lot of the control systems manufacturers have had for years, they've ended up having to give them away. But in the case of Mersive, you guys already have a client base of users that have been integrated through the AV channel that is in, and I don't know the exact numbers, but I know I've heard numbers in the hundreds, and you're less than a year old, really, shipping the product. I don't know how much of that you're willing to disclose on this podcast, but I know it's not like you've done only dozens of installs. You've done hundreds of installs that have been specified by AV guys, right?
That's right, and I would, you know, I would say that as an IT guy who's now well into his 50s, I can look at, you know, AV and see some similar characteristics. When I was a young guy in IT, everyone said that it's always going to be about hardware, and they would scoff at the idea that it was going to be about software. You know, we see some of the same thinking in AV, but I will tell you that it's a generational issue because a lot of the AV dyed-in-the-wool guys who've been doing this 10, 15 years still see the opportunity for software. They see it coming. They know it's inevitable. And increasingly, even some of the guys my age who, you know, old habits die hard, are starting to see the future and are grasping the idea that software can be a way to make money in this business. And, you know, I would add that when we got started with some of the big traditional AV integrators, they would say, well, wait a minute, it sounds like you're taking money away from us, putting a big switch in or putting room controllers in, and boy, that's not good, and you know, you're going to take, you know, food off the table. I said, whoa, wait a minute, that's not what we're trying to do at all. What we're trying to do is bring a level of collaboration and AV performance to a group of conference rooms that could never have afforded this kind of technology, because, you know, our product, especially with the new SGE product, the small group edition, that's an $1,800 list price product. That gives you up to 4 users in a conference room. So this product, especially based on the fact that it utilizes existing standard PC hardware and network hardware, is a very, very cost-effective way of bringing a level of performance to a large number of conference rooms that is unprecedented. And I think that our friends in AV have seen that now, because it's not about making that one big sale. We're not cannibalizing that. What we're doing is giving them the ability to make sales that involve hundreds of rooms and walk away with a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 sale because they sold 30 or 40 rooms. So it is a little bit new for a lot of people. It's the idea that what software does well, if it can leverage standard hardware, is it brings a level of performance that just wasn't available prior. And that's what I think, you know, BTX, Chris and Greg and Kim and the folks here at Mersive are really excited about, is being able to say to people, look, you've got a display in that room. You've got a star phone. What else are you looking for? Well, we'd like to get rid of the cable. Okay. So it brings the room up to a whole nother level, and it's really giving our AV channel partners a whole new way of selling and making money and maintaining their installed base relationships with their customers.
Well, the sort of the 800-pound gorilla in the room that we haven't talked about is this product is, and you sort of alluded to it, is in fact competing with some of the gravy products in the industry. I mean, if you take a look at companies like Crestron, AMX, and Extron, I mean, this eliminates, if you Kramer, you know, a lot of other companies out there that makes signal routing and distribution products and wire, as well as control system products. I mean, if you put it in the way you guys are recommending on your website and the way you say you've done with the current integrated products that are out, or the current systems that are out there, I mean, you would in essence eliminate the need for traditional signal routing and distribution.
Well, Gary, I'm not sure that's completely true. I mean, I think there's always value in a dedicated signal routing system in the back end, for sure. So a lot of our customers will, you know, they'll have that system in place, or they're doing a design build. what they want to do is at the endpoints of that distribution have an enriched experience for the user. So when I walk into the room, I don't want to know that maybe I'm going to route the video from one side to the next. In fact, you know, here's an example. There's a university here, just here in Denver, just down the street. They asked us to come in because they partly knew, just coincidentally, my background in visualization centers. They built a visualization center. They've got all kinds of great gear. They can move through back-end digital video switching, they can move a conference room display anywhere they want in the center, et cetera. What they brought us in for is that when they walk into those rooms, there's an insufficient end-user experience. There's about 3 or 4 minutes of time spent trying to figure out how to connect to that system. There might be, a mobile device that isn't able to connect. And then once you're connected, it's predefined how you collaborate, right? So if you think about it, what we're trying to do is allow you to, without the technology defining the use case, allow you to collaborate seamlessly in a simple way. So imagine throwing a bunch of paper on a table and I walk into a room. And I say, hey, Gary, let's talk about this photograph. Well, I'm going to move it towards you during the design review. You're going to look at it closely and then say, let's don't discuss this anymore. Maybe I put the data on the table, but you moved it off. Now, traditional AV switching just isn't that flexible. That means, hey, that source content came from someone else's laptop. You're not allowed to use it. Or, hey, by the way, if you have more than 4 users, you can no longer connect to that system because we don't have a video for it to take it in. Those are things that to me, have made sophisticated meetings difficult with the hardware-based systems.
Yeah, we're talking actually about Metro State. I don't think they'd mind us bringing them up. I think the thing they got excited about is almost think about it like we used to talk about the last mile problem, connecting people's homes to this big set of infrastructure. They're looking at the same problem. I think they looked at what Solstice can do and realized that all the infrastructure that they had put in place would now be much more valuable because we're giving them that last mile. In this case, it's that last 10 feet. So the laptop, the tablet, the phone, to the display, once it's there, now they can use their back-end infrastructure to run that anywhere in the building. So I think they looked at Chris and I and said, wow, I mean, this will even better utilize our existing investment. I think it's wrong to think that, and we try to be really careful because we don't see ourselves as competing head-on with that high-end infrastructure. I think what we see is making that high-end infrastructure even more valuable because it brings the mobile connectivity piece to bear in the conference room. So you can look at it one of two ways. If you don't have all that back-end infrastructure, that's okay too. We'll make that conference room more valuable in terms of productivity and collaboration. If you do have all that back-end infrastructure, now it's that much more useful because now you can actually go and you can connect multiple rooms and use everything that you've already purchased. That's what's exciting about it is I don't think that we're not voting anyone off the island. We're not keeping anyone from joining the party. I think if you've got a big investment, we make that investment better. For small companies, 50-person, 100-person companies that can't afford that kind of investment, we give them a taste of what it's like to have that kind of flexibility with regard to meeting collaboration. So it's much more of a positive story for our AV channel and folks like BTX, then it's a negative story of, we're elbowing somebody out of the way. I mean, we announced for a big regional bank, Certus Bank in the Southeast. And one of the best stories we have from recent months is the customer wanted to be able to control Solstice from their Crestron panels. We said, easy. When do you want it? Well, we'd like it in a few weeks. Well, it's software. So we got it done in a few weeks, and the customer ended up with a system that does two very important things for them. One is that they control Solstice from their existing Crestron infrastructure, the investment that was important to them. And two, because we're software, they also wanted us to play side by side with their web conferencing, which was in this case video. Again, we're playing nice with people. We're making everything that you do work well. And the reason we can do that is because fundamentally software is fungible. So whether it's integrating with a room controller or it's sitting side by side and letting you use your web conferencing tool of choice, whether it's video or it's WebEx or it's Citrix GoToMeeting, you can do all of that. So, we can go out in public and feel good that we're not making somebody obsolete. It's just not part of our story.
So what you're proposing is that in systems where they've got the investment or they're going to make an investment in a wired infrastructure, a traditional AV infrastructure, add Solstice in there so that you're adding to the capabilities of the system.
That is exactly correct.
Okay. I think that's a good approach to take because of the fact that everybody is so well aligned with those three companies specifically, or four companies specifically. And and as long as it is an affordable add-on, I think it'll happen. And I also think that it makes your product a bridge to the IT side of the world. So your product sort of becomes that bridge. That's a good tactic to take. I definitely would encourage everybody to take a serious look at what is going on out there. A lot of people may not have realized sort of how things have changed so much, meaning if you'd have looked at this technology 5 years ago, there were a few companies out there doing this. I mean, even Linksys, who it was ultimately purchased by Cisco, had a product that allowed you to wirelessly send content to a projector. They called it a projection gateway. And then now a lot of the projector manufacturer have their own versions of these products. What's happened is over the last 5 years, there's been a sort of a sea change there. Technologically, it's moved forward significantly. Bandwidth has changed. Requirements have changed. Compression has changed considerably. And the way we move content has changed. So if you've looked at this technology, for those of you listening on this podcast, looked at this technology 5 years ago, or even 3 years ago, you need to take a totally new look at it now, because what you see now is not at all what you saw 2 or 3 years ago. This is totally new. This is a different way of doing things. And it is truly a good marriage of sort of AV, traditional AV and IT. And obviously, you can just go to mersive.com, mersive.com. But if you also go to BTX's homepage, you go to their website at btx.com. I mean, they've got a big featured section on Mersive and their relationship with Mersive, the Solstice product specifically. You've got a great educational section on there, but also you're offering a 30-day free trial, Kim.
That's
a really great opportunity, Kim. Tell them exactly what they need to do to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. You can do one of two things. You can go to www.mersive.com/BTX. There is an easy form to fill out, and we immediately send over a 30-day license, and then BTX will follow up and answer any questions and do any kind of demonstration that might be needed. Or you can go to the BTX website and hit that Mersive. There's a Mersive, actually, a video right on our homepage, which less than 10 minutes takes you through a complete demo. It's a really good explanation of the power of the Solstice solution. So I encourage everybody listening to this podcast to take a minute and do that, or 10 minutes and do that.
Gary, I just stepping back just one sec to the other technology you're talking about, I can't stress enough that the difference is those are all one-at-a-time technologies. You take over the screen one person at a time. With Mersive Solstice, everybody can share at once. And that's the real big differentiating factor. Everyone's collaborating all at the same time.
Yeah, and you get simultaneous display of multiple users' content. It's all over Wi-Fi or hardwired Ethernet, however you've got your network set up. That's Windows and Mac compatible, as well as all the portable devices that are out there that you might want to send content from. You have more capability of showing more display or more sources simultaneously than what you have with the traditional systems that are out there right now, the hardware-based system. So it's worth taking a look at. It's at mersive.com, and, of course, btx.com. BTX is the distributor for Mersive, and, of course, both BTX and Mersive will be at Infocom. There'll be a lot of demos, a lot of training. As we get closer to Infocom, we'll write more about sort of all the opportunities that you'll see out there, and you'll have a chance to see Mersive demonstrated in a number of booths on the show floor, as well as they'll have their own booth at Infocom. And you've got an event coming up next month with a manufacturer's rep, Sapphire in New York, I believe, Boston, one of the two. I can't recall which one it is. I think it's the Boston office of
both Boston and New York. That's correct.
Okay, so that's another opportunity for you to see it. But of course, you can get a free 30-day trial, so you can just download it and play with it yourself. And if you like it, you can keep it and buy it. So you do that by going to btx.com. So everyone, I appreciate you guys joining us on today's podcast. Rob, you've got a great product, great technology. It's exciting to hear your perspective on it. I think you're passionate about the product, and that comes through. And Christopher, as the founder, I'm sure you must be excited that your baby's grown up and now it's big time, and it's exciting to see how it's having an impact on our industry.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And you picked a good distributor. BTX is very well respected, and also they've been around a long time. They know a lot of people, and they'll help you gain some major market share and mind share. So congratulations all around. And of course, everyone, you've been listening to our daily rants and raves. And this is Gary Kay, and we will, of course, be writing more about this. And, of course, you can at any time see anything we've written about Mersive or any of the company's products and technologies by just going to ravepubs.com and just putting the name of the company in the search box, and you can see all the stuff we've done, including the videos we might have shot at different shows. And, of course, we'll be at Infocom 2014 in Las Vegas in June, and we will be shooting videos on not just the Mersive product, but every product on the show floor, as well as all the products that BTX distributes. So thanks for listening, and y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff.